Oh man! Yep. It's the Lords and Swords pre-show day earlier, because, you know.
Long weekend, I guess, is the reason.
Sure. Long weekend, so we're recording on a Thursday. That's okay, this episode will be out by like next weekend.
Yeah.
I'll probably get it out by the weekend if I'm, you know, diligent.
You should get it out before you leave for the weekend.
Yeah,
might be a good idea.
It just doesn't come out till next week. On the pre-show this week, we got one episode of Eternally Sold to talk about.
Dude, we completely forgot to watch it like
we watched it
half hour ago. Yeah. Not even.
So, on this episode, it was a Kayano episode. Who's Kayano? That's the Hoop Twintail girl. She got her persona.
I guess. I think she had her persona when she was a
tiny with another
baby.
Female friend who has a big forehead.
Yumi.
That's
the senpai.
Not the Yumi from Persona 4.
Correct.
Who also has a big forehead, so, you know, they could get confused. But she has, like, little weird, like, short twin toes.
I'd say she's just more just long hair.
Just long hair.
This girl.
Big forehead, lady.
Big forehead. Apparently a dancing senpai.
Dancing, because they were dancers.
Yeah, they were both dancers, yeah. But I think she's injured, so
they
she's not
dancing. They refresh the turns, like... They're good dancers in the Persona 5
yep.
Tactics game. Like, coming to a gacha game near you. They refresh their turns. Of allies' turns. In this episode, they went to
in the mountains.
Old lady.
By the beach.
Same city?
I don't know. I think they said where they were going to go at the start, but I think we just skipped the subtitle. So we were a little confused for most of the show.
Dogman is back.
He played a pivotal role.
Pivotal role with his dog.
Of being the DD.
Yeah.
So, the too young to
designated
drink.
Driver.
So,
yeah.
The
dog
driver.
Shotgun.
Yeah, dog got shotgun. Dog.
I
like
the dog in this. The dog
two to three
is like
scenes.
Pretty chill, you know. Until he gets his persona. You know?
Dude, not all dogs have personas.
Not all dogs.
But all dogs do go to heaven.
All dogs do go to heaven. Spike was training. Because he wanted to learn how to fly.
That's
when
plot
persona.
Started to actually happen in
yeah.
the episode.
Because there was like
the
social
last,
link
like,
stuff with Kaino.
Minutes.
Yeah, we were like, man, this is a pretty boring
it was. The majority of this episode was Kaino talking to Yumi.
Yeah. With her whale feather.
With feathers. That were probably whales.
And she was like, oh, you jumped off this pier before. Don't do it again.
No, she was like, I don't jump off the pier.
Yeah, well, they kind of implied that she did it before.
I thought she just said, don't do it because... It looked like she was maybe going to jump off the...
Well, I think it was more a concern because she did it before. Because I think it was kind of implied that she attempted it before.
But then she wouldn't have brought her to the place.
I don't know about that place.
I think part of the idea was like... Because, okay, they were in the hospital because she got injured in like persona stealing incident, right?
Something like that, yeah.
But she was the girl from the start of episode 1 that was in the fight with the creepy dude, right?
Yeah, got her persona sucked.
Didn't they fall off the building in that?
Oh, okay, maybe.
I think they fell off the building. She's assuming it's like you're going to jump again. Cause they probably classified it as quote-unquote suicide because the other guy got away, I guess. Covered up.
So she yeets herself off the edge again.
Yeah, she jumps off like the lighthouse roof.
Yeah.
I don't know how she got up there.
I don't know.
She did.
I thought she was in like a wheelchair.
she was in a wheelchair
walking.
At the start of the episode.
Yeah. And then she started walking.
She was walking fine for the rest of the episode. She climbed an entire lighthouse.
Yeah, so continuity.
Didn't seem very big, so I assume it was a ladder.
And then like the evil persona that was in this episode kind of looked like Kaino, but with like straight hair.
Yeah, then there was, like, that evil person that showed up, which
yeah.
I think was in a couple other episodes of just being there.
Being there, like, yo.
But she was just a persona.
No.
Like, she's only the transparent self. Not quite as transparent, but
and
still
then, like,
transparent.
A small boy guy, he linked with Kaino. It was like, oh, does Kaino have a brother?
See, like, Kaino's past?
Yeah.
I don't know why she kept bringing up the brother.
Yeah.
So I guess, like...
So she has a dead brother, just like the Gourmet King? Like,
everyone has a dead relative.
Dead relative.
That's
yeah.
just P3 for you.
That's just...
So then Kaino reawakens her persona, I guess? Because I think she did it when she was a tiny baby child. That's why her eyes glowed
her
pink.
Her eyes went red, yeah. Pink.
Yeah, and then she just flew.
Flew,
that's,
yeah.
That's the only power personas have.
For that open world Trinity soul.
Shin character, his persona's got power of sword.
Yeah.
Everyone else got flight.
Flight. Yeah.
Oh, and the one guy's got
fly.
Laser beams.
Yeah, he can kind of fly. He can, like,
I think
glide.
He can.
Like Breath of the Wild glider. Like, he can't, like, super
but,
fly.
But half the
like...
time he's just there and his persona swings his
yeah.
sword.
And then Spike can't fly. He's still trying to learn.
He's
fly.
Got a kite.
He's got, like, a kite.
His persona just kites him around.
He was... Kamehameha.
He was like he was gonna do something cool, and then he just flew off screen.
You did. That's the end of Spike's people in this episode.
I guess.
And then Dog Guy showed up and was like, "Whoa, what's everybody doing?"
If someone told you Junpei would be a better Persona user than Spike Spiegel, you would have been like, "What?" Apparently, he is. Spike Spiegel's persona doesn't listen.
You know, this cast would be a great Free Four Stars. I'm just saying, you know. Like
Dip guys where you're like, are these just generics?
No, they're from that anime.
I don't need to know that.
Dude, I would train up Kaino all the way.
You need the Twin Tail only team.
Yeah, Rise, Kaino.
And... There's probably some OC.
OC.
Well, that one OC, has pigtails when
okay.
she's working at the one place.
Okay, yeah, that works. That's
I think
enough.
she's like female fox.
That's right, she yeah, like female fox.
Maybe they'll actually call this one Kitsune.
Kitsune, yeah. Save it for the girl. Like, that's Trinity Soul.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. This is what happens when we watch one episode.
One episode, yeah. I mean, to be honest, this episode somewhat had more plot than the last five that we watched.
This one had plot. It was just in the last
five minutes
of the show.
Yeah. There was a lot of social links.
Well, we didn't have cosplaying girls.
Yeah.
But we did have a bunch of fan service.
Bath scene and butt.
There was a clean butt shot.
There was a butt shot of the Shy Girl. And then
Spike Spiegel walks in with just a towel covering his diddly bits.
His crotch.
Which... No, it's Junpei that has tiny diddly bits. Not him. So, yeah, and then they screamed. But we had a nice dog shot for that scene.
Yeah, we had
and
a
then
dog.
They played, like, cheat.
Dog content. And there was, like, some weird, like, original music that played at the start. Like, there was, like, a rap that was going on at the start.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, a radio song. Like,
there was some music where, like, is this new?
This is new?
The new Lotus
When are we going to get that song that played in that
Watch
EP?
That be opening two.
Yeah!
We need the fucking carpet rap or whatever.
I kind of want to spoil myself and see if there is an opening two, but I'm going to wait.
Yeah. We need to be surprised. Be like, you know?
It's like, oh shit, it's worse.
That's when we get the hype shit.
Yeah, and the second intro.
The
hopefully,
story starts picking up, right? Right.
We theorize that the god might be a god of rice,
just some like discount god,
Dionysus.
Like, really petty. Like,
even if there is a god, I don't
maybe
know.
It's like Joseph or something. Like
Joseph Joestar.
It's Jesus' dad. He's just a carpenter. But he, I think he's a saint. I think he counts, yeah. So, like, that's enough of God, right?
Get the four wise men.
You mean the three wise men?
Oh, it's free, okay, yeah.
What's, There's some, like, weird story that has a fourth wise man.
Yeah, so, like, I thought Joseph kind of counted as a wise man, that's why.
He was the father.
He was the father, yeah, but no. I think they went, hey, honorary... No. I don't know my Bible lore anymore.
So there's the three wise men that gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Myrrh, yeah.
And then there was some other story where they're, like, whack Bible story where there's, like, some fourth where he gave some other shit.
Yeah. Sick beats. I don't know. You know, Persona should adapt the Bible story. There's some wacky ass. He plays Jesus Christ. And
Xenosaga was trying to do that.
Yeah.
We literally have Jesus and, like, Mary Magdalene as part of the cast. Like, they're party members, bro.
Jesus. Yo, he's playable?
No.
Oh.
I think that... Well, see, it's weird. We have two Jesuses in Xenosaga. So, like, we have actual Jesus.
And then Jesus.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I think... Well, they call him something else, but his Jesus. Name, like, basically just translated to Jesus.
I would love a Persona game where the guy yells, Jesus Christ! And then he summons his persona.
His persona is Jesus.
It's like a fucking, it's like a pastor, or like a pope.
We need to get, like, really on the ball with some of these personas. We'd have, like, fucking King Arthur.
Jesus Christ. That's Trinity Soul. We're going to go to the main ship now. You! I don't have a poem this week, so Kamehameha.
That was my second guess.
From garbage games to Persona, gotcha games.
It might be a garbage game. We don't know.
We don't know yet. This is the Lords and Swords podcast, recording the day early, like we mentioned in the pre-show. On the news, we got some stuff. It's just new this week too.
Short episode.
We're not going to get a recap. Previously on Lords and Swords.
We recapped Trinity Soul. That's because it was only 20 minutes, though.
Yeah, pretty
quick recap.
It wasn't, you know, like four episodes recapping the entire plot line.
Half a season.
Sitting there with my...
We need a signal. That might help.
We need a bat signal. Yeah. Anyways... On the news this week, we got some Larian CEO stuff, got Final Fantasy XIV release date, and Persona 5X free 5-star plus news.
Yeah.
Games, I installed DBD again. Oops. Helldivers. Sonic Heroes!
Like an hour?
An hour. Not even like 40 minutes.
The rest of Starfield, which was like maybe an hour.
Garbage? Ike?
Yes.
Ike.
Ike content.
Ike content.
Mike and Ike content.
I'm going to chat a little bit about DBS and Spider-Man. So now, the news. Gamescom, I think. Some com.
PAX East.
GDC PAX
I think
East.
Was recent.
Okay, GDC. I don't fucking know. Anyways, the Larian CEO is on stage and he was like, yo, fuck modern day game developer suit guys. Y'all just want to get the margarine and then fire the guys and then, you know, not make good content and it's all about profits and, you know, everybody's cheering.
You heard Microsoft.
Yeah.
You fired all those people and don't have curvy women in your games.
Blizzard fired everybody from the PvE team because PvE didn't make any money. Goes to show ya, the Larian CEO knows what he's doing. Baldur's Gate 3 DLC, not gonna happen. Baldur's Gate 4, not gonna happen. They're gonna do their own thing, so that's probably Divinity Original Sin 3. That's my guess, so. That makes sense. You know, Larian now is that prestigious, you know, they can't really do no wrong right now, so.
Until they do wrong,
like CD Projekt Red and everybody else, Rockstar, you know. I don't think they can go wrong right now, like, especially with that CEO at the top, right? Because he's a gamer, he knows what... Everybody likes. He's not gonna shove microtransactions.
We just gotta make sure that they keep their budget in line.
Yes. Yeah. They can't be like, oh, Uber budget and microtransactions, loot boxes, mobile port of Baldur's Gate 3. That's free to play. Gotcha element.
I'm sitting here. I'm like, oh fuck. You know that game has apparently, did they say 3 times as much cutscene length as, like, a season of, like, no, the entirety of Game of Thrones, the TV show or something? They have, like, double the length in cutscenes.
So the reason why I say a mobile port of Baldur's Gate 3, Civilization 6 is all on mobile. It's on iPad. The whole game, you just buy it.
I'm just like, how big is that file?
40 gigs.
Jeez, that's like, you couldn't get that on the base phone.
No. My iPad wouldn't be able to play it, unfortunately. Although Civilization on the iPad sounds pretty fun. Yeah, that's Larian. Good stuff. He's chewing out the corpus. Final Fantasy 14 got a release date, June 28th.
They announced it to be, like, what, a week after?
The reasoning is Elden Ring DLC is coming.
The director's like, we could have released this earlier, but I want to delay it because I want to play Elden Ring on release.
That sounds like Yoshi P. He's also a gamer and knows the gaming stuff. That's good. Good enough time. I was kind of worried it'd be in May, like, I'll be honest. But June 28th, that's in the summer, so it gives me enough time. I haven't played for a little while, so...
Can catch up.
Well, no, I'm all caught up. I just gotta wait for the expansion. I could play my alts and do alt stuff and maybe do raids and stuff, but I don't know. We'll see. But that's cool. Neil, you're never gonna play this game.
Probably not.
So many skills, Neil. So many skills.
So many skills.
But the big news. Persona 5 Gotcha X.
They just dumped a bunch of shit.
Dumped a bunch of stuff. We're getting a free 5-star after the quest of Hoot Hoot.
Yeah, there's... So, I guess, to go into a little news, I guess. So, we discussed that there was a China Open Beta on, like, the 14th. I think 14th or 12th, I think I said. So, Taiwan and Korea are getting full versions of the game on the 18th, so like 6 days later.
But we should be getting the English release in like a month or two.
Yeah, but Japan doesn't even have a port.
Yeah, you're right.
So like, I would expect Japan maybe to get a port,
and then English?
Summer, and then maybe we get one closer to fall. It's kind of weird because I'm like,
wait till fall.
Yeah, I'm like, where are they sticking this game? Like, because...
June 28th.
Well, I think the idea is, Vengeance comes out June, right? I think it's June. So that's their summer game. And then September, we have the DLC.
Metaphor is October.
So I think, my guess is they want to ride Metaphor till, like, the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I could see this coming in, like... January, February.
Yeah, but what if it comes out next April?
I don't know.
It is a gacha game. You know?
They could just randomly drop this game in like two months.
2 days.
Yeah, in 2 days.
2 days.
Isn't that what they did with Heroes?
Yeah.
They announced Heroes and they're like, yeah, you can play this in like 3 days.
Oh, sweet.
So.
Time to summon my Marf.
Yep. And your Camilla.
Camilla.
A fucking Camilla, Takumi, Roy, Lucina banner?
Takumi, yeah.
It was Roy, Lin, Camilla, Takumi.
And then Reinhardt came out?
Reinhardt was like banner 2.
And then everything changed when the Reinhardt showed.
Well, no. Everything changed when Skill Inheritance came out.
Yeah.
It was like 2 or 3 updates after, like, Reinhardt.
Yeah.
Then Reinhardt went from, like, decent to, like, top tier.
Top
God.
Tier. Yeah.
For like a year.
Because Takumi was top tier for a while. Because close counter.
Because he was the only one that could have close counter.
Close counter.
So he was good, and then Skill Inheritance happened. And then where people were like, wait a minute, this dude's stat sprint's garbage. No one used him again.
Fake classic win!
So, to go more news, then they released like recent changes from the R&D team. And that talked about a bunch of random shit that I was like, I don't know, this doesn't bother me, because I never even got to touch the game yet.
Yeah, me too.
But in it, it said free 5-star plus weapon ticket after completing a side quest with Luffy.
Hoot Hoot?
which is the owl.
Hoot hoot.
Why are these gacha games get owls?
Hoot hoot. That's what I'm gonna call them. Yeah. What's a gacha is an owl?
Exactly. And then you can also choose a 5-star, I guess, if you summon enough on the newbie banner, which, looking more into, like, other Twitter posts, I think the newbie banner is Mona, Panther, and Skull, which...
Wow, I know who I'm picking.
Yeah, that makes it pretty easy for you.
Yeah.
You
should pick Anne, too. She seems really good.
She seems the more unique out of the...
She's a mage.
Three... Well, it depends. What if you don't get a healer normally?
Yeah, you're right.
What if Luffy isn't a healer?
Yeah, what if Luffy...
I think Luffy's fire, so he's the same as Anne.
Fuck that, dude. I got Anne.
Dumped the owl.
Well, unless I do a mono fire team.
Well, that's what they were saying. Yeah. It was on their page. It was like, you could run mono fire.
Mono fire.
It's like Luffy, Anne, and... Is that supposed to be Wonder? I don't... Maybe that's Wonder.
Original characters. All these original characters. There's going to be a cast of Persona users to go to the cast of EP6.
That's like... I remember they had all these, here's all the, like, all-out attacks of all these OC characters. There's like 12 of them or some shit. It's like, yeah, they completely abandoned the whole Arcana system. They just have, like, how... Jimbo and, like, Louie, they all got personas. Yeah.
Just imagining Louie from Engage.
I mean, they're all, like, probably wacky Japanese names for a lot of them, right? Like, we got a...
Barbara.
We had the trailer for the one dude. His name was, like, Ren or something.
Shin. Ren? That's the Persona 5 guy.
Is it Ren? What's this guy's name? Let me just open up this trailer real quick. For what this dude's name was. Wow. The
Junji Ito.
Oh, it's Italian. I was like, why can't I read the description? Oh, Atlas Italiano Unofficial. Why is it on this site?
Atlas Italiano
Unofficial. Oh, that's not even the right trailer. That's why. Soy.
Soy? Soy
that's
boy?
That's the cowboy dude with the minigun.
Oh, okay, yeah, Soy boy.
His name's Soy, I guess.
Soy? Sauce?
Yep, soy sauce. Soy? Tartar sauce, you know?
Soy
Tartars?
Boy?
Tartar sauce? Same thing. Oh, and they buffed Wonder. I guess he was bad? I don't know.
Was Wonder the MC?
Yes.
Wonder Boy?
I mean, I'm going to be honest.
Wonder
Kid? It's a pretty good name.
Yeah, Wonder?
Just calling him Wonder.
Yeah.
It works kind of with... I mean, Joker is kind of like, you know...
You know, they
could have
used Arpo
sort of
if they really wanted to.
Gordon, that's what you name your character. So they're like, Arpo-kun.
Arpo-kun.
But then when you're in the metaverse, they call him Wonder.
Wonder.
Did you watch the opening trailer?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Fucking...
Trinity Soul.
Dude is a master skateboarder.
Yeah.
Then the other dude, we just cut to Soy, and he's like fucking on a BMX, just doing tricks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had a full opening for the game. There's they had like another character trailer for someone specific. Lynn's doing the soundtrack.
Yes. Lynn is back.
She is back to sing the songs.
Yes.
Yeah, more Subway. Yeah, that character, I think it's like female fox
girl?
Or whatever.
Female fox. Hoot hoot.
Yeah.
Hoot hoot.
It feels like Persona 5, but like slightly lower budget. Which is weird, because it's kind of the opposite of how P5 feels.
Yeah.
Where it felt like
massive
really high
budget. Yeah.
He's just flying into the metaverse.
Personas.
Yeah, his persona is apparently like
yo,
Russian Robin Hood or something.
Who's that
Velvet
character?
Velvet? the, like, Velvet Room character.
Is that her name?
Yeah, I think it's Velvet.
Oh, wow.
It's a little on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The new Velvet Room attendant is named Velvet.
Velvet, okay. Velvet.
Also, her book isn't the same book that... No, it is the same book that everyone carries. But her name is in a reference to, like, Victor Frankenstein.
Oh, okay.
Which all the other ones are referenced to.
Yeah.
So... And her eyes, like, slightly different shade or something.
Joker!
Every time in P5X I see Joker, I just, like, cringe a little. Because I'm like...
Crossovers! Crossovers!
The game, I think, is, like, soft confirmed to be non-canon.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like they could have kept it canon if they just made Joker, like... non-canon to the story, right?
No.
Still summonable, just, like, basically, like, a crossover character in his own game.
So, here's the, policy with mobile games and me. I usually don't pay attention to the story. However, that's gonna get overwritten.
Yeah.
For the Persona. Until it gets weird.
Until it gets bad.
Until it gets wacky. Like, if we're fighting God, and then we're fighting another God, and then another God, and then, like, another God.
I don't know how the... Because, like, I think they've said that they, like, they want to keep it in line with a normal Persona.
Yeah.
Like, quality-wise and everything. But that just makes me question. It's like, yeah, but what happens when we get to, like,
quote-unquote
endgame stuff?
Yeah. Are we just waiting for updates, like Honkai and...
Well, yeah. Like, I feel like we're going to be waiting for updates, because from what we've seen from the game, we've seen, like, I think two palaces. There's, like, a baseball stadium, I think. I've only seen boss battle stuff from, I think, that one, which I think is with the gold hoodie girl.
Uh-huh.
And then we've seen, like, Chinese castle.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, Japanese castle or something.
Yeah.
So.
Velvet.
Yeah.
Weird.
She looks like, kind of like the... Bug.
Bug.
She kind of looks like the P4
yeah.
Velvet Room attendant.
Margaret. Yeah. Elizabeth will... She sometimes sings Velvet. She goes, Velvet. Yeah.
I saw a poll. It was like, favorite Velvet Room attendant. Elizabeth, 80%.
She's the best. She's like the cringy girl.
And everyone else was like, five.
Caroline Justine.
Well, I think they just put all three of them as one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then they're like, what's his name? Boy Toy. And then,
Boy Toy?
Margaret or whatever. What's his name?
Boy Toy from P3?
Yeah, the other one.
Oh, the deaf guy?
No.
No?
The Velvet Room attendant. The... P3P exclusive female protag one.
Right, yeah.
His dude.
His name, yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares about
I saw some funny comics with him.
Yeah.
Was it Concrete or something?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like, it sounds all interesting. It's just like, so when are we getting translations? This is one of those weird games where it's like, it's out in China, Taiwan, and Korea. We're just like, what?
It's gonna come to Canada.
Like, it's not even in Japan.
It's gonna get translated to Canadian first.
Watch it be one of those games where it gets put out in Japan, they get put out in US, and we can't access it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, ugh. Because didn't Faye was out in, like, US a day early or something?
Yeah.
Or, no, it was Pokemon Go.
Dragalia Lost.
Dragalia Lost was out in, like, Europe, then Canada?
US first. We didn't get it for a while.
I thought it was the other way around.
I think it was US first.
Was it? I thought it was Canada for like a month, and then the US got it, and all the US people were complaining.
Oh. So I thought it was the other way, because I saw some YouTube videos of like, oh, look at this gacha game, and I was like, oh, can I play it? No, I can't.
maybe it was that way. Because I think Pokemon Go was out a day early in US, so I think I downloaded it from like US, like, whatever the... code is for, like, a...
US store? Android store?
Well, just, like, an app.
Oh, okay,
the AFK,
yeah.
.afk or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, that's where I originally downloaded it, but then it just you know, link to the App Store game.
They're adding dating to the game, too.
Yeah, it's just the fucking R&D is just, like, one note was just, dating will be added in official release.
Nice. To date Anne.
And it is both mobile and PC.
Yeah.
And they announced, like, yeah, we're going to do a bunch of retouching with controller support.
I'm going to play it on PC.
That's we'll why see I'm playing. We'll see if it works well.
Yeah.
On PC. On PC or even mobile. If it runs well.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it seems like one of those games if you're just doing, like, one day a Mementos run or something. Maybe it would be a decent mobile game. I don't know. We'll see if this is very high-end. It looks a little touchy around the edges of the animation, but...
Yeah. And then there is that.
Yeah.
Hoot Hoot.
Oh, yeah, they had, was it 10 million pre-registers or something?
Wow.
And that was for just the China beta test.
Yeah.
And then they announced, like, the... You know, Taiwan and Korea stuff. So, like, they have a lot of people that want to play this game. So, I feel like this is going to get Atlus money.
It will.
So that's why Atlus is like, guys, we've got to port this shit. We're not even sure if this is, like, going to be successful, but people want to play this shit. So this on, like, Japanese servers.
There's a demand for Persona gacha game since the first ever Persona 5 crossover with any gacha game that is now dead.
Persona's like, wait a minute. Why do we keep crossovering? We just make our own. And then they'll do the cross... No. Oh. Okay.
And then they'll kill... Well, they can just crossover with other...
Yo, what if they just fucking crossover with Tokyo Mirage? we get more alts in that game than Faye.
You get Krom in Persona 5.
Yo...
In the Itsuki.
Itsuki Krom, you get
Tsubasa Sita.
You get like six characters, so there's like one or two more than actually in Faye.
In Faye, yeah. Yeah.
So they have a bigger like representation.
Yeah, we got the red hair guy and we got the edgy guy as well.
Whatever edgy dude is.
Edgy dude. I feel like you like that game now, if you can get over the K-pop. The J-pop. It's good! It's got the Persona combat you know and love.
Oh my god, no, you just fight Imedius.
And you turn into Marf at the end. Super Saiyan Blue Marf.
The wackiest Marf.
And they go, the Fire Emblem!
Yup.
Remember that jump scare when you were driving?
Is that a jump scare or does it just always happen?
Well, you were listening to music and then all of a sudden it was...
All of a sudden it just jumps to... Fire! And it's like a little louder than the rest of the stuff, so...
Jump scare. I'm telling you. That's Persona.
Yeah, there's lots of Persona news.
I mean, I'm gonna play it.
Fucking dump this shit randomly.
I think it's just gonna, like, steal Honkai Star Rail player base.
It's gonna steal Genshin.
No, not Hoyoverse.
The first ever Hoyoverse competitor. And it's a completely different style of game, kind of. Similar to Star Rail, I guess, but...
Which is similar to Persona. We're going to go to the games that we've been playing now. I reinstalled Dead by Daylight. That's it. Like, playing some Solo Survivor. I haven't played Killer yet, but they changed a lot. So I'm like, wow. So I have like over 400 hours in the game. I played a lot like a couple of years ago for a while, especially during the pandemic. And even before that, I was playing a lot, especially with friends. So I uninstalled it and haven't played it since. There's a lot more DLC. Fucking Chucky's in the game for some reason. Xenomorph is in the game now. Nicolas Cage. Alan Wake. There was another crossover guy. I can't remember.
Jason?
No, not yet. Because Jason has a rights issue right now where there's two companies. They think that they own Jason. Mm. So Jason's not in the game yet. But literally everybody else is. Bubba's in the game. Ghostface. Pig from Saw. Fucking...
It.
Bunch of characters. No, it's not in there yet. But they have a bunch of other... They have Anyone a clown is? Killer. Just called Clown. It was like unknown, like yesterday.
You got unknown?
Yeah, unknown.
Which letter?
There's
they have the unknown from like that one Willy Wonka thing.
There's this like robot that I faced the other day, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" Like, who the fuck? Like, Ringu. Ringu is the other one. The Ring Girl. Ringu. Ring Ghost Girl? Sadako? Sideko? I think? Yeah, there's a bunch of characters. I'm kind of lost with all the new skills and all the new perks, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to run the older levels. Like, good old Sprint Burst, Adrenaline, and Borrowed Time, and whatever else I feel like, right? Like, screw the new perks. I quit when Boon meta started happening. So, I don't know. It's interesting. But they added a lot of quality of life stuff now. Like, there's a little, like, icon that appears beside the players to tell you what they're doing. So I can tell what my players are doing if they're all in generators or healing or whatever.
Dicking around.
Running. Well, I'm not running from the killer, but yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting game. I've been just enjoying the game currently. I played more Helldivers. That's about it with that. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, bang. I unlocked new gun. I unlocked one of the battle passes for free. Like, so you can unlock premium currency called super credits in like the free battle pass. And then you can find super credits in game.
And then you can use that.
Use that to buy the premium battle passes, which don't expire. So they're just like premium tracks. So I have one of them. There's two now. So I have the second one. I'll probably get the first one later. But that's kind of cool. Okay, I like that. I got a new gun. I got free round burst gun that I've been really liking. I got like a lot of ordinances now. Been playing a lot of that with my friends and stuff. So it's been fun. I'm doing like higher difficulties, like level 7 now. So that's been fun. Neil, you finished Starfy?
Yeah. I only had like... 3 hours left or something.
Yeah. World credits on the hardest game that we've ever played.
Oh yes, it was really difficult. The final boss had 3 phases. Saves in between every phase.
Casual or classic mode.
Lunatic maddening mode. 5 stars.
Reverse lunatic Starfy.
Yep. Reverse lunatic Starfy. Oddly enough, with the final boss. The second phase, I think, was harder than the third phase. Because it was just like, he shoots a ball around, and you're supposed to have the ball hit him in the face or something. I don't know. I beat the boss, and then they're like, oh, Mo, we'll give you your reward. And then Starfy, like, drops all the rewards in the ocean. They're like, oh, play through the whole game again if you want. And I'm like, I'm good.
New game plus.
New game plus unlocked. Go through the whole game again, but there's like some extra doors.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where you get all the vehicles, because you only unlocked the tank. That's it. No, I'm okay. I don't.
So are we going to get a new Starfy game for the Nintendo Switch 2?
They should.
Yeah.
I mean, Starfy's been dead since the...
Honestly, they get a new Smash Brothers. They got a new character right there.
Just add Starfy.
Yeah.
His wild moveset of spin,
punch,
spin,
punch, jump, spin,
spin, float. He can float.
Can float.
When he runs, he does the weird spinny leg thing.
Yeah, cartwheel kick.
Yep, but spinning.
You could do like a dash.
Starfy's sister does a spin dash on the ground.
His down beat could be a counter.
So we can add that. True. I mean, we could integrate all of his wacky powers from the new game.
He could have an eyeball laser.
Where he's got the fire breath from the dragon ability. the spiky narwhal. I think it's a narwhal, not a seal. I don't remember his other powers.
Starfy would be really good in Smash Brothers. I don't know what people are saying.
It's not like his assist trophy only spins.
Yeah.
We just gotta put Starfy in the water and then he's gonna... Oh.
Then he's even more powerful. Yo, what if he could swim in the water?
Starfy's whole game is the fact that you swim for 90% of the level.
So he can swim in water.
That's his ability. He's faster in the water.
Yo, whenever the new Smash Brothers is underwater mechanics.
Link jumps in, he's got iron boots.
It just sinks.
Mario's got to do his like boop, boop, boop thing. Whatever. Charizard just dies.
Some characters like Ganondorf just go right down.
Charizard just dies.
Well, other characters like Squirtle can go on the top of the water.
Squirtle can swim normally.
Yeah.
Charizard dies. Incineroar dies.
Incineroar fucking gets
murdered. Doesn't Charizard, Incineroar, and like Sonic actually take damage while they're in the water? I'm pretty sure they do, don't they?
Fuck, dude. Not Sonic.
I think it's those three.
Can they add Tails?
Can they add any other Sonic character?
Knuckles?
Can they add Shadow?
Shadow would be the second. just the clone character.
They could have done it. If they want to make him different, just give him a gun. His neutral B is just
gun.
Fox laser. It's just one of those alien guns.
They could add Silver, another Sonic clone.
They could add Silver.
Metal Sonic.
Well, see, the thing with Silver is he's gotta have the weird "it's no use" thing, and then he throws people around with his. He just got Ness throws.
Sonic 06, obviously. They can get the girl in the game.
The girl just gives, like, Sonic the shield that lets him walk on
kisses
sand.
Kisses Sonic.
And heals him from the death. Hey, Sonic had no consent in that. He was already dead. That's when they had Maleficent or whatever his name is.
Or Big the Cat.
Yes.
Heavy Sonic.
Sonic, but he's got Villager Side B. What the fuck? No, it's Isabel Side B with the fishing rod.
Yeah.
Yo, he's Fishing Rod plus Wario. He's just got Wario's, like, wacky aerial stuff.
Maybe he can be the item character that we need in that game.
he's Sonic's heavy character.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Starfy.
That was Starfy.
Yeah.
On topic, Starfy.
Brother, yeah. Sonic Heroes! I said I was going to play some, so I played some today.
Yeah, it's just some real quality.
Some real quality.
This week. Starfy, Sonic...
Shorter episode this week. So Sonic Heroes, what can I say? So I decided to go with Sonic route first. Just to learn the
basics
of the game.
I was like, you could play easy mode, and you're like,
nah.
Easy mode?
Easy
that's
mode.
Last.
Save. Well, I think I might do that one second. Do Vector, and then I'll do Shadows last.
I don't know what Vector's...
Vector is like
puzzles.
Non-conventional gameplay is what it said. And I was like, all right, cool.
That's when all the missions have wacky, like, clear conditions, like in Shadow. You get to the casino level and it's just collect 400 rings. The final mission is find the computer.
The controls are a little janky, let me tell you. I was like, wow. Tails' voice actor is the most, like, oh, look at Eggman. Eggman's over
Tails,
here.
Tails went through some weird times.
Yeah.
We had good Tails at the start. Then he became younger and younger. And then we got to, like, Colors. And then he was like, oh, it's just like a normal kid.
But this is like a 12-year-old kid doing voice acting. Like,
well, I think always been voiced by a girl, I think.
But this girl is like,
they said voice a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And they voiced an 8-year-old.
An 8-year-old, yeah. It's like, oh my god, this like ear piercing. Hey man, over there. So everyone has their own special moves and stuff, and you swap between them in the levels, right? So
yeah, Knuckles, power.
Knuckles punches things.
Speed.
Punch walls, yeah. And he can also throw his teammates. Yeah, he can
throw people.
Yeah. Tails can fly, also throw teammates as projectiles this time. Oh. It's like, oh yeah, cool. Sonic can wall bounce, do a spin dash, and then he can also, like...
He throw his teammates in a spiral?
No, he runs around in a spiral. He doesn't throw his teammates, so, unfortunately. I got to the first boss, the Eggman, like, robot, flying robot guy. I cheesed it. I got on top of him and just stayed there. Just did damage that way.
That sounds like how I fought that one boss in Shadow.
Yeah, I
can just keep homing attacking things.
I literally just jumped and killed him. By literally just, like, staying on his body and, like, mm-hmm. he couldn't do anything. Yeah.
So is Tails as broken as it seems in the speedrun? Where you just fly past all the puzzles?
Fly past it all.
The speedrun from watching it is like you play as Sonic, and then you play as Tails half the time, and you just fly by all the puzzles.
And they do this like cute little like I call it the triangle attack, where they all hold each other above a fan, and then they fly up. Yeah, it's like, well, that's kind of adorable.
Yo, seeing Shadow hold hands.
Roots the bat.
With Big Robot Man?
Big Robot Eggman?
Is this one Omega?
Or is this one... I'm not sure. So, the teams...
No, Gamma's DX?
Teams, we have Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails.
Conventional. The
Rouge
Sonic
the
Bros.
Bat, Shadow, and Robot.
Dark.
Dark playthrough, that's the hard mode. And then we've got Cream, Amy, and Big the Cat. Is easy mode.
Girl Power. Plus Big the Cat.
And then we have Vector, B, and somebody else.
Espio.
Oh, yeah.
They are the Knuckles Chaotix.
Yeah. Team Chaotix.
Did you not play Knuckles Chaotix? No. The game where you play as Knuckles, Vector, Espio, and Charmy the Bee?
And the Bee? No.
And they're just like tag team together with a weird ropey string?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Is that the next one we're playing?
Well, that's like the fourth game in the series.
Is that on Wii?
No, it's on like Genesis or something.
All right, Genesis Emulator, here we go.
There's Sonic 1,
yeah.
2, 3 and Knuckles. No, 1, 2, CD, 3 and Knuckles.
You know
Knuckles
what game
Chaotix?
We should play? Sonic the Fighters.
You know what we should figure out how to play?
Mm-hmm.
Sonic Dream Team. That new game that's only on Apple Arcade.
Yeah.
Do we have any Apple devices? Gordon, you know, I think there's a free trial. You get 1 month of Apple Arcade for free. We can beat that game in a month.
You want me to play it with touchscreen controls?
No, you gotta figure out how to link a controller.
I have to buy an Apple controller.
I saw someone play it, but he played it on Apple TV.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's a little stronger than iPad.
Like a 4-year-old iPad at this point. Yeah, I'm going to probably try to finish Sonic Run by next week.
You mean
or
Sonic
2 weeks.
Heroes? Sonic Run's a different game.
Sonic.
Isn't that the mobile game?
Sonic Route and Sonic Heroes.
Oh.
In a couple of weeks, and maybe I'll start my next one, which will be...
Sonic Unleashed.
No, I'm going to do all the routes.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do, I think, Big the Cat next. Do some relaxing
the
fishing gameplay.
There's no fishing in this game.
Oh, no, that's Sonic Adventure 2,
DX.
Right?
Where Big the Cat is the final route before, you know, Super Sonic. But he's like the penultimate hardest route in the game. And it's just fucking fishing. Like... You go to the zones, and instead of, like, an actual level,
yeah.
It's just
fishing.
It's just a pool.
You said you're gonna also play Sonic?
Maybe. Let's see.
Do Sonic Road first.
Play fucking Chaotix Road. Gordon, this game's too confusing. I don't know what I'm doing.
There's puzzles.
Why is Charmy the Bee so annoying? So, weird Charmy the Bee lore.
Yeah.
So, the comics is supposed to, like, stay somewhat canon, right? So, I think, like, concepts for Charmy came out kind of weirdly, where in the comics, Charmy B was, like, some noble, like, royalty, and he was, like, a Chad.
Yeah.
But then the games came out, and it was like, oh, no, he's just, like, a bit, like, a pussy, like, wimpy dude.
Yeah. I could play Sonic.
So then they're like, okay.
Games 2020.
So then they're like, okay, we need to make Charmy the Bee dumb in the comics for lore reasons. So they gave him brain damage. And now he's just, like, retarded.
Damn.
It's like, bro, that's dark.
Damn.
Like, he had a girlfriend, and he doesn't remember her, and it's like, Archie, I don't know if it was Archie or if it was before Archie, but it's like, damn, this shit's weird.
Damn.
And, like, rip Charmy.
Rip Charmy. That's Sonic Heroes. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back,
garbage,
and Spider-Man. Stay tuned. And we're back with some garbage, some trash. Ike.
Embla.
Mike and Ike.
So, Emblem, new Emblem hero?
Another sword guy?
Banner?
Sword guy. Legendary,
yeah, they gave
Ike
him
two.
Ragnall.
His second Legendary Ike.
Funny thing. It's Legendary Ike, unpromoted, and now he's stronger because he's glowy. Because it's just Radiant Dawn base Ike, like, outfit.
Yeah.
So, which technically we don't have in the game yet. So this is technically...
What is this, our seventh Ike?
Ike. Brave Ike.
Legendary.
Valentine's Ike.
Valentine.
Legendary Ike. Young Ike.
Young Ike.
Fallen Ike.
Fallen Ike. Seventh Ike.
Emblem Ike.
I was right!
There's probably an Ike. Well, technically, there's two Resplendent Ikes.
You know, I could take a look at how many Ikes we got real quick.
We're probably
many,
missing.
How
one.
Many?
No
Ike.
Doubt.
How many? Continue talking about Ike.
So, Emblem Ike's in the game, and he's very Fire Emblem engage. Because he's an emblem. He's wacky because he has no speed. Instead, he has like a bunch of res, which just feels not very Ike. There's two Radiant Dawn Ikes, and then there's four other Ikes. And then Emblem Ike. So seven, not counting Resplendents.
I was right.
I'm surprised. We just guessed.
I literally just said seven.
But how many Greg Chung's is that? Like 12.
You know what? That's how I looked up how many Ikes.
You just looked up Greg Chung.
I looked up Greg Chung.
And then you saw the like eight Ephraims. And
like,
two Eldigans.
Like, two Lucases.
There's technically two Lucases. It's also Resplendent Lucas.
Picnic Lucas? Picnic? And two Eldigans. Because he voiced that too.
Yeah. That's a good unit.
Mm-hmm. No. Dancer Eldigan.
Kind of mid.
Now he's mid, yeah. Remember Fury?
Poor dude.
Fury Eldigan used to be good.
Just Eldigan in general used to be okay.
Yeah. Remember Fate Classic?
Remember when they added the first refine?
Fire Emblem Classic can come to Nintendo Switch.
Do you really want that? Do you want a game without, like...
OG, without Skill Inheritance?
Well, even if we go to just when Skill Inheritance was, like, a thing, do we want, like, Reinhardt meta? A game where Thracia's only representation is Reinhardt and female Reinhardt.
What if we get Faye for Nintendo Switch, but it's behind... It starts as year one.
And they update it at the same pace. It's just the same characters.
Yo, I could save for Charlotte. Like,
oh my god, you just save all the starting orbs till like the first bridal banner. And you can be like, oh, I'm a +10 bridal Charlotte with my like 500 orbs, because then, that's all you need.
And then I'll grab DC.
You see, you go for the +10 Charlotte,
yeah,
but you end up leaving with a +10 Sita.
Sita, yeah.
Because they fucking color share.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, yeah, this was a banner. I got 0 Charlottes and 11 Sitas. It looks at, like, meta now. Oh, Sita is D tier. She's, like, turbo bad. I guess I have to wait, you know, 7 years for, like, rearmed Lumeria. Then she'll be, like, okay. You only have to wait 7 years.
Yeah, good idea. You want the first Brave banner?
I don't... I think you just go for Ike. Because he's the only one that's, like, half decent.
Lin, though.
She was good in year one.
Exactly.
She died off faster than Reinhardt. So that's why I'm like, do you really go for her?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, you could go for Lucina. Because she becomes decent support. When she brings drive speed to the game.
I can't wait till Fae Pass gets added to that game.
Yeah, so we got Emblem Mike. He's our second Emblem unit. He's also a Sword Infantry.
Second Sword Infantry.
Big
emblem
take.
Unit.
I don't think we're getting another male emblem till next year.
Ooh, big.
Because we're probably only going to get 2 more emblem units. So they're probably going to do, like, Lin. Then, like, I don't know. Corrin. I don't know. We'll do someone wacky.
Hector. You know, we're just going to get another sword guy. We're going to get Leaf next month.
No, we'll get Erica.
Erica.
Erica with Siglinde. Infantry Erica. Woo! Her special has Ephraim show. Just Ephraim does the special and then leaves. It's effective against monsters. Wait. Oops. No monsters. Just beasts.
Just beasts.
Screw
your Canagus.
Yeah, in particular. So we got Ike. He's got no speed. Super high res. His whole gimmick is he gets hit like 2 to 4 times, and then he retaliates with Aether. Great Aether, you know, to smash, final smash. And then he just kills you. And if he doesn't kill you, how invested are your character? I don't know how you... I don't know. Because he bypassed the damage reduction.
Ike be Ike.
Don't know who wins.
Player phase or enemy phase?
I think player phase? Because I think he would inflict advantage on the foe, and then they would have to go first. I think. Yeah, we're all thinking here, like, okay, how do you counter this Ike? I think it's just Scowl. Because if you can prevent him from proccing his special, really doesn't do a lot, because he doesn't double. So.
Tina?
Why Tina?
Oh.
Tina doesn't have Scowl. Tina's gonna do like 7 damage,
take
like Reinhardt.
Buffs.
And then he doesn't have buffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he has no visible buffs.
Yeah.
So what are you taking from? You're taking his stat buffs that someone else gave him. Whoa.
Whoa.
That's all you take. He has no visible things for her to counter. Yeah, so he retaliates with big Aethers. He's got a bunch of damage reduction in his special, so it's unpierceable. He's got like 40% on first hit, 70% on every following hit, assuming his special's ready, which it will be. And then his B slot is Lagoo's Friend 4, when it should have been just called Immovable. Because that's what it's named in every other language but English.
The buffs for Lagoose.
They call it Lagoose Friend 4, and it has nothing to do with, like, Lagoose whatsoever.
Yeah.
I was half expecting the skill to say, like, allows adjacent Lagoose to transform.
Yeah.
Just cause. But it doesn't. So
Nae Sala team again. Rip Nae Sala.
Oh, Nae Sala's refund's decent. Rip, like, other people.
Tabarn.
Just like, the...
Mordecai.
The what's it called? The Raisin and Leanne.
Raisin, yeah.
Those dancers.
Rip.
Raphael has a purpose, even though he's like,
Infantry Bird.
Yes, yeah, so, and then his beast slot's crazy because it's gonna be inheritable, but it only works on, like, people that want to get hit first.
From the, yo, Mordecai, though?
Beasts can get it.
No.
It feels like a skill that would be, like, infantry melee lock.
It's Lagoose Friend. It should be
He's
Lagoose.
He's not a Lagoose Friend. He is a Lagoose.
It should be Lagoose.
Well, I think the idea is you're friends of the Lagoose.
Friends of... Oh, okay. It's like Black Lives Matter.
It's like the... Jill comes with a Lagoose band.
Yeah.
Which is an item that you can equip that halves damage when you get hit by a Lagoose.
Oh, okay.
Which is super useful because you almost never fight Lagoose.
Oh, yeah. Jill's racist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her whole arc is about her learning to not be racist.
Yeah.
And talk to cat girls.
Yeah, me too.
Except you just talk to Mist instead.
Oh.
Because you don't deploy all the Lagoose usually.
You don't deploy soccer at the kitty battle.
Yeah, and Lagoose Friends, so it's got special jumping of 2. It's got, like, if your special count is higher than 3, you get 20% defense or res flat damage reduction, 20% defense or res extra damage. You inflict 50% damage reduction piercing on yourself, and you get full damage reduction piercing on your specials. And since Ike's only going to be proccing his special, he just has, I guess, damage reduction piercing. And then his wacky emblem effect that he gives it to everyone that wants to equip it, is if unit special or foe special triggers before or during combat, foe's next attack is reduced by 40%, which is unpierceable. And they have to be ranged. So you basically get, like, Armored Beacon as, like, a special, kind of. I think people were saying, so if you put Bonfire and then this special, it's just better Armored Beacon. It's like, yeah, I guess. So I think I'm probably going to summon because I didn't get Emblem Marth. So I kind of want to do wacky emblem stuff, I guess.
I might try again.
He's like, red seems decent, green seems decent. Colorless, it's got staff units if you want them.
Saffy?
Saffy and Teen. I have
Teen?
A Saffy.
Saffy merge? Plus 10 Saffy.
I used Saffy once.
Plus 10 Saffy. New.
I used her in the Engage and Thracia, Seer's Snare, where Diamant played the entire game himself, pretty much. Except for when I had to use Legendary Allier to kill a blue unit once. In, like, the final map of the game. That one was very easy comparatively to the last prior to. And then
blue has Meissen?
Yeah.
Isadora?
Meissen, Isadora, and then, like, female legendary Byleth has definitely aged. She aged worse than male legendary Byleth. I think he's better. Just sad to say. Just because, like, her no follow-ups in her C slot, and it's like, ugh. Stats, her being a fast mage didn't really hold up well.
No.
She needs the remix before male Byleth. And then, even if they do that, male Byleth will just get a better remix, because it'll be the month later, so it's like, I don't know what we do there. They'll be in Claude soon, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
That's a hype remix.
Claude?
Well, because didn't they do Claude then male Byleth?
Yeah.
So, Dimitri's done. Don't remember who's in between Dimitri and Claude, but I think there was like 1 month in between them, so. They might have been Regan, which we did already. So maybe Claude's next, I don't know. Yeah, but Blue seemed kind of. It's those gimmicky Lance Cavs. See, you could say Isidore giving bonus doubler to everyone's cool. You could just summon Bunny Mirabilis, and she does the exact same thing with a dance.
It's 4-star.
Yeah. That's the other unit. I'm like, oh, maybe I should just summon Blue and get Mirabilis and Din. Just so I can use her over normal Mirabilis, who's like really mid. Except now I have Peony, so I have a better dancer anyways.
Buff Peony, dude. She's great. I use her all the time.
Do you?
I do. With my one team, my one TT team that had Chloe in it, and I dance Chloe all the time with Peony.
Did you though?
TT, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still sitting here like, I don't know, maybe just default Peony's better.
I don't know what you're talking about. Buff Peony, Neil.
Well, actually, you know what? No, I don't even need to use her. I use Rearm Plumeria.
No. Okay.
Who came out after.
Okay.
And, Hatari Azura I still use.
Okay. Hatari Azura?
Yeah, the Cav Azura.
Oh, the...
The Gray Waves.
The dance?
Default.
Yeah, the dancer one?
Yeah, with Leanne.
Yeah, I have that one too.
I just use that one. I got one with plus attack. I can't use her in anything that, like, uses legendary Elliewood because it would just buff her. And I'm like, ugh. I don't need her to have bonus doubler. So all my dancers that I use for like a lot of my like mythic units, I have to keep throwing Fortress of Defense on them because their attack's too high. I'm like, I don't want you taking the buffs from like Dimitri. Dimitri needs those buffs. Get your greedy hands away from it.
Fallen Dimitri?
No, just I use Brave Dimitri.
Oh, I thought you're saying no. I use Cav Dimitri.
Technically, I could have him at plus 5. I just use him as plus 1.
Yeah.
I got his refine. He was okay for like 3 months, and now all the God Swords beat him again. His whole refine was like, now he's good against God Swords because he has 50% damage reduction piercing. It was like, he's kind of good. And then the God Swords got like the buff. And now he loses to most of them. I think he still beats Lumeras sometimes. That's about his extent.
So is that the Fae talk?
Yeah, I think so.
I got some DBS talk, some CCG stuff, because...
You re-downloaded it.
The same thing you have with Fae. I have card games where I go, oh, look at all these keywords and all this fun stuff. I played a game the other day where I flooded the board. I spat out like 5 dudes on turn 4 with Gohan.
Ooh,
it was wonderful. Like I had my Gohan Z battle card out the field with Goku underneath. On battle, I spit out the Goku, got dual attack, and then I spit out a Vegeta that had dual attack, and then I spit out another unit, and then I played Android 18 off the battle, and I won that turn because I spied out like 5 dudes. It was wonderful. I love this starter deck Gohan. I'm getting some upgrades for it. Some Kaioken Gokus, board wipe Gokus, counterplay Gokus,
counterspell
Gokus,
Chef Gokus,
Piccolo that spits out another dude when he's played, so I can spit out
Slug.
A blocker. Yeah, Slugman.
One of the Piccolo dude's names?
I'm getting some upgrades for the Trunks deck because Michael's been playing that, so I've been playing putting some Trunks stuff in there. I put my banned Trunks in that
deck. A banned card?
There's a bunch of banned cards in this game.
That doesn't feel healthy!
So the reason why I put it in because I was like, well, this is going to be kitchen table only, so let's just put it in there. I'm getting a secret rare for that deck too, the Baby Hatchet that
can be played by discarding a blue card, and when he's played, he counters the attack, and the opponent cannot attack for that turn. So it just floods or negates all attacks for that turn. So Baby Hatchie X is going to be good. I got Board Wipe Goku's coming. You know, a bunch of upgrades for this deck, because I really like it. I almost played some webcam games the other day, too. I've been watching a bunch of webcam stuff. Yeah, because I'm like, oh, man, I just want to play Gohan and get my shit kicked in.
You're like, it's fun, but I'll probably lose.
He's not that competitive, I'm going to say. But I just like playing him. He's really fun. I got Trunks Vegeta coming, so it's Trunks Vegeta. Weird, I like control decks. That's not Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Like, Bandai control decks in most of their card games is just spit out a dude and that dude does the controlling instead of Magic where it's like I play a spell card and you can't do anything. It's like, oh, okay, that's fun. Yeah, this deck is great. I love this deck. It bot deck stuff, it pops stuff, it
does everything.
It's a toolbox deck.
In the kitchen sink.
It's what I like are toolbox decks where they just have like so many options. There's a Prismatic Bardock deck that I have that I was getting my final upgrades for it. Barring the secret, which I'll probably never get for a little while, but that's gonna be really fun to play. I've got like a bunch of decks now. Universe Free, like the robots.
A bunch of robots. A
bunch of robot. You know, the most iconic Dragon Ball characters.
Yep.
Universe Free.
Robot A, Robot B.
Yeah.
Robot 3.
Robot 4, and then big alien.
Man Ray.
Robot. Yeah, Man Ray.
Man Ray.
He does kind of look like Man Ray. Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff. Pan and a Piccolo meme deck, because I need one Piccolo deck. There's another Piccolo deck that I might get, because it's really cheap right now. Kind of falling off meta. And I like Piccolo, so I'm noticing that I like certain Dragon Ball. I have yet to have a Goku deck, by the way. It's like, man, I want a Goku deck, but I just don't know what Goku deck.
Goku's just like supplemented into all your other decks.
Yeah, he's just the bear in all of them. But I want like I want a Piccolo deck that's good, because he's one of my favorite Dragon Ball characters. But I'm realizing that I like Trunks. Like, not
he's
really
got
a as
sword. A, he's so
not
cool.
Really as a character, you know, he's just sword man, but like I like his decks. Like Trunks Vegeta is a control deck.
I saw that one scene where he like summons the sword back with his mind,
yeah,
and he misses the scabbard and just sticks on the floor and no one acknowledges it.
Yeah. And then there's Super Saiyan God Trunks. It's a mid-range control defensive deck that looks really cool. A bunch of decks, a bunch of Dragon Ball on the mind right now. I've been watching a bunch of games of like the new set that came out. UI Goku, Universe 7 Goku, is kind of, he like draws his entire deck on like turn 3. Like, whenever he plays a U7, you draw a card, and that's not once per turn. So you can just spit out U7s and draw a bunch of cards. It's pretty cool.
Lose by deck out.
There's Cooler Mill, which is that entire thing where you just mill your opponent, and then they lose. It's fun. Yeah, Dragon Ballin'. I've been really enjoying it. We're going to go to the ending segment now. We watched that Spider-Man thing.
Which just was, I guess, like a PSA.
PSA
anxiety.
About anxiety. Hey, man. More anxiety stuff. Pro mental health. Let's go. It's about Miles, and he gets attacked by a spider.
That's, like, not at all what it's supposed to be about. But, like, that's what you get out of it.
And
he's
dealing with, like,
scary
pressure.
Under
and anxiety for, like, failing class and having to be Spider-Man?
That's about it?
Yeah.
It was cool.
They talk about how it's, like, you know, Spider-Man side story thing. And
yeah.
Then it's just, like, what did that have to do with, like, the show at all?
Did that have more plot relevance, or did Trinity Soul have more plot relevance than it?
Trinity Soul,
alright, yeah.
Notice how they only had two characters, so they only had to hire two voice actors.
Two voice actors, yeah.
They voiced, like, well, the one guy voiced, like, maybe four lines.
Four lines, yeah.
Five lines.
And
Miles screamed a lot.
That's it for the ending segment, I think. Got not much left. That's going to do it for today's episode of Lords of Swords. I know it's a shorter episode this week, but not a
next
lot of stuff.
Next week we might... Well,
not next, week. No, no.
Next week.
No show next week, but...
we'll have stuff.
Next week?
The week after.
The week after, we'll have stuff.
Next week.
I'm going to talk about Niagara Falls.
Content.
Niagara Falls, Fire Emblem, Sonic Heroes.
Content.
Dragon Ball in probably, because I'm going to be like, hey, I got more Dragon Ball cards. Da, da, da.
Is April the month where we're supposed to get Nintendo Direct rumors to come back, or is that May?
Nintendo Direct rumors, you know, that...
I think that's May is supposed to be the reveal.
Okay.
I think.
Of the Nintendo Switch 2.
Yeah, the that's where the rumors
Nintendo
are
Nintendo NX.
NX2.
NX2. It's just called the NX this time. What if it looks
there,
like a
there
Super
was,
Nintendo?
There were rumors that
Super
it's called
Switch.
The Switch Attach.
Switch
Attach. Which was showing up in,
yikes,
like, people were getting YouTube polls of, like, which of these consoles would you buy, and it was, like, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, Nintendo Switch Attach.
I hate that name. That's worse,
yeah,
than the UI.
Yeah, that sounds
U,
like the
Wii U,
Wii U, but, like,
yeah,
worse, because it's literally Attach.
Attach. Is it,
yeah,
an attachment for the Switch? Is it a new console?
People are like, yo, they're gonna just take a Switch.
Two
Super Switch.
Yeah.
It's like a DS.
Super Switch sounds better.
People yearn for the Wii U.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's two
yearn.
Screens. They yearn for it. Anyways, you can check us out on Discord and all that fun stuff. Other than that, though, we will see you next... No, not next week.
Week after.
Shane might be on the show again.
There'll probably be stuff. He'll watch two more episodes of...
Recap the entire show frame by frame.
Well, second by second.
Might as well just put on the show. Other than that, we will see you next 2 weeks. Bye.